Hello, it's Bob with another special edition of the Hackberry House. I've got some questions about his coming, the coming of Jesus. You know, we who speak of the rapture in blogs like these and other media, the audios that I'm making, we do this because the topic is often off limits in a Sunday morning sermon or even any time in the church sometime. The blessed hope and the truths surrounding it have been quieted by controversy. Pastors fear they're going to lose a portion of their congregation, either for the sermon or for life. They may not come back if they dare touch this hallowed subject. And it is a hallowed subject. Well, we bloggers and audio makers, we have no such worry. We know people come and go from our messages, and we live with the hope that someone will see the biblical sense of what we say and begin to think. May I simply pose some questions to my pre-tribulation brothers, and or maybe those who haven't made up their minds at all yet? I want you to take a look at Matthew 24:31. Would you go there? Matthew 24:31. Don't take anything I say for granted, or just look at it yourself. You got it? You read it? All right. Do you see what I see in that verse? Do you see an angel there? Mm-hmm. You see angels? All right. Do you hear a trumpet sounding as you read through there? Okay. Got the angel, got the trumpet. How about the mention of clouds? Anything about clouds? Yeah. Do you see a gathering of saints up in the air from everywhere? All the four corners of the heavens? Do you see that? I do too. The pre-tribulation people will call this, Matthew 24 description, the second coming, or the final phase of the second coming. And I think we all agree on that, right? I have no problem with that. This is definitely the second coming. Okay, would you go over to 1 Thessalonians now? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. Do you see angels there? I do. Do you hear that same trumpet? Look at it. Oh, there's a trumpet. No question. Do you see the clouds? Yeah. Do you see the catching up, the gathering in the air from everywhere? Do you see that? Me too. It looks very much like Matthew 24, don't you think? But our dear brothers have been told by someone that 1 Thessalonians that I just read from, or that you just read from by yourself, I hope you're looking, they've been told that that's a picture of the rapture. Now, that English word rapture is not in your Bible, so don't go looking for it. The English word is not. It's a picture of the rapture that happens 7 years before the final phase, or the second coming. Now, for the life of me, and for the life of you too, why are we to believe that those two descriptions, Matthew 24 and 1 Thessalonians 4, why are we to believe that those two descriptions are about two separate events? Are there really going to be two meetings in the air? Two angelic appearances with Jesus? Two trumpets? Even Paul calls his 1 Thessalonians trumpet the last one, the last trump. And that can be verified in the book of Revelation. There is a series of trumpets, and at the last trumpet, Jesus comes. There's nothing about that other thing. Are we really going to be having two comings with the clouds? Aren't our brothers looking forward to a second and a third coming? We're not talking about where he arrives and what he does, because it doesn't say in either place. Only the idea of a coming from heaven. Does he really come down twice from heaven? Is there really any biblical reason why I should accept this fact without question? When the church universal believed only in a second coming until the 19th century, and did you know that the majority of the church still believes that? Why am I being asked to believe something else? I'll come back to you another time with some statistics about who believes what about this. Not that that matters. If only one person in the world believed what the Bible says and everybody else had a different theory, I'd go with that one person. But what does the Bible say? Here it is. But you want some statistical? I hear people saying to me that everybody believes, or almost everybody believes, in the pre-tribulation. Well, that's not true, except here in America. I'll talk about that another time. Anyway, I'm just asking, what do you think about these two verses? You can talk to me if you want. I'm Bob from Hackberry House, and I'm at bob.j.faulkner.72@gmail.com. Let's look at this seriously, because one day it's going to be very, very important. Well, Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon, okay? Bye-bye.